Our scripture lesson for this morning is taken from the first letter of St. John, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. One night I was watching the Antique Roadshow. Yes, that's the kind of television you watch when you become a fossil. And I noticed on that show one evening that there was a lady, probably about my age, who brought an item to be checked and looked at by a curator. And that's one of the attractive things about this show is people bring different antiques and different experts look at them and analyze them and determine their value. And she had brought this very strange-looking helmet, and kind of beat-up-looking. And she said that she had gotten it from her grandmother's attic, and she had never known what to do with it, and she was going to throw it out, but thought that there might be some value to it, and so she brought it that day. She'd been using it like a planter and so on. And the curator that looked at it and examined it said to her, "Well, are you Spanish? Of Spanish descent?" And she said, "Well, actually, yes, there is some Spanish blood in my family." And he said, "Well, back in the 1800s, there was a big celebration of the 500th anniversary of the coronation of Queen Isabella from the 1300s. And during this 500th anniversary, they made a number of these helmets, Spanish helmets, that were kind of like souvenirs to celebrate this anniversary. And he said, "If this is one of those helmets, it's probably worth about $8,000. And she said, "$8,000? Are you serious?" She was going to throw it away. And he said, "But you don't have one of the commemorative helmets. This is one of the original helmets from the 1300s. It's probably worth between $500,000 and $750,000. I thought she was going to fall over. She suddenly looked at that beat-up piece of metal with a brand new set of eyes. Knowing its origins and now seeing the value in it, she had a completely different perspective on it. Today, along with St. John and these words of Scripture, I invite you to go back to your baptism and to look at it with a whole new set of eyes. With a whole new perspective. What does it mean to be a child of God? That we are children of God? What does that really mean for us? It's describing those who have faith in Christ as their Savior. Well, in order to appreciate what that means, we need to go back to the origins of it and of ourselves, and to review, in a sense, your own personal life history. St. Peter says about us in the Bible, at one time we were not the people of God. We were not the children of God. So at one point in our existence, we did not belong to him, apparently. In fact, the Bible goes on to describe how all of us came into this world inheriting our parents' sinful nature, and by that, we technically belong to the kingdom of the devil. Because of that, we were born enemies of God, full of rebellion. King David said about himself, "Behold, I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." That's true about every one of us. But even before we were born, God had his eye on us. God had his designs on you and me to make us his own children, to bring us to faith in Christ as our Savior. St. Paul put it this way, "In love, God predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ." Just think what that means. Before we were even conceived, God from eternity, it says, was predetermining that we would come to faith in Christ and learn about him as our Savior and love him and someday come to heaven. Just think what that means. So why would God do this for you? Why would God do this for me? What is so amazingly special about Don Molstead that God would decide to pick me and select me to be one of the people that gets to know about Christ and get to come to heaven someday? What is so great and special about you or about me? Nothing. Nothing at all. In fact, the sin that's out there in the world and that we, oh man, sometimes we can get so worked up about it and so on, the greed of a Bernie Madoff, the lust of a Tiger Woods. Well, we all know, if we're really honest with ourselves, that same stuff is right inside of us. That same sinful nature is boiling inside. Maybe it doesn't come out in quite the same ways, but it's there in each one of us. So why should God suddenly select me to be one of the people that becomes a child of his, someone that he adopts to ultimately take to heaven? It's not as though God is like a couple that goes through an orphanage trying to pick out the best-looking children and to adopt, or maybe the one that seems to have the greatest future potential for something. It has nothing to do with the children as to why we were adopted. The Bible tells us it is purely by his grace. It is purely by his undeserved love toward us because of Christ that God now has selected us to be one of his children. And because of this adoption by God, this selection of us, he in our lives personally has worked it that we have come to faith in Christ. We've come to know him as our Savior. We've come to understand and appreciate what it means that he went to the cross to make payment for all of our sins, as he's done for everybody in the world. That he has now made peace between us and God. By faith in Christ, we now understand that we are his children and we have the hope of going to heaven someday. This is what it means now to be a child of God. And St. John in our text just kind of has a step back for a second and think about how this all happened in your life. Going back to your baptism, think to yourself and say, behold, what manner of love the Father has lavished on us, the way the NIV says it, that we should be called children of God. The Greek word there for bestowing or lavishing is the word that has to do with granting something, the way a king would grant a special gift on someone. Behold what manner of love the Father has had on us that we should be granted such amazing status now before God. Years ago, the first year that I was in the ministry, there was a gentleman in my congregation who was probably in his 40s at the time who came up to me. And he said, I want to tell you my life story a little bit so you know things about me. He said, I grew up as a Christian, but I didn't really care a whole lot about church and about Christ and about Scripture, and I pretty much had set it all aside. And he had ended up getting a very good job with a company up in the Twin Cities. And one day he was in a small airplane, and it crashed, and he survived the crash. And I remember that day he rolled up his sleeve and showed me all the burn scars that he had on his arm. And he said, I was in the hospital for months after that, recovering. But boy, did I suddenly come to a whole new level of appreciation of my faith in Christ that I had taken so for granted. He looked at it with a whole new set of eyes. Be interesting to find that lady with the helmet and to find where she has it in her house today. I can guarantee it's not being used as a planter. She may have it well insured, and she may even have it in a special glass case now that she understands its value. Just think, when you and I finally, by God's grace, get to walk through those doors of heaven and to actually converse with angels and saints who have gone before us and to see the banquet spread that is there and to sense and feel what actual perfect bliss is like, and to be there around the throne of Christ our Savior. Just think how we're going to look back on that silly little amount of water that made us a child of God and how we're going to appreciate it. May we even appreciate it today. Amen. Please rise for prayer. This morning, we first of all would like to honor a prayer request on behalf of Elaine Harding. She is the grandmother of our students, Tim and Mike Harding, who suffered a heart attack and is now recovering in the hospital. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of your child, Elaine, and we pray now that you would be with her in these difficult days, that you would grant special wisdom and ability to those who provide her with medical care. And we above all pray that you would strengthen her in her faith and in the wonderful hope of heaven that she has in Christ her Savior. We ask this in his name. Amen. Please also join me in the prayer that you will find in the front part of your hymn book on page 152. Page 152 in the front part of the hymn book. We will use one of the ancient prayers or collects in the church, number 37. We pray together. Father in heaven, as at our Lord's baptism in the Jordan River, you once proclaimed Jesus your beloved Son, and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Grant that all who are baptized in his name may faithfully keep the covenant into which they have been called, boldly confess their Savior, and with him be heirs of life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.